The title of the film, Don't Look Up, refers to a comet that's hurtling towards the Earth, which, unchecked, would mean the end of life on the planet. The film is a dark satire, as political leverage, news ratings, and greed drive the response to the alarm, and many refuse to believe the science. For the score, director Adam McKay turned to composer Nicholas Britell, who had previously scored McKay's film The Big Short, about the mortgage crisis, and the HBO series Succession, about a media baron and his family.
Congratulations on the Oscar nomination for the score. Talk to me a little bit about the balancing act of how to write music for a satire. What is that like?
Well, in particular, I would say working with Adam McKay, we've had such wonderful collaborations over these years now. Every single one of Adam's projects has this fascinating kind of question of what is the tonal equation for the film or the show. You know, just by way of exploring the history for a sec, I would say on The Big Short, I remember someone once called it a docudramedy. What's the sound of a docudramedy? And then as another example on Succession, Adam directed the pilot, and Adam's the person who brought me on from the very beginning to do the music. And that was this question of this sort of mixture of absurdity and gravitas, and what is the sound of that? I think a lot of the time I do have these questions of what's the right sound for every project. Every project deserves its own sound. And jumping to Don't Look Up, it was a really big question because early on, I remember I read the script quite a few years ago. Adam had started writing it actually before the pandemic. And the first takeaway that I had actually was I wanted to try to figure out the sound of this reverence for science. You know, what's the sound of the higher aspirations of humankind, the sound of reverence for knowledge. And Adam actually said to me, this is the first time he'd done that on a film, he said, you know, would you write a piece of music that I could actually play for the actors on set? And so I wrote a piece called The Overture to Logic and Knowledge. And Adam, I believe he played it for the actors in the telescope when they were shooting the telescope sequence. So I started from that place, this sort of apotheosis of rationality. And then I think I spent the rest of the film trying to do the opposite of that feeling. More like, what is the feeling of a roller coaster hurtling off of a cliff? That was more my focus, I guess. And to put a fine point on it, I would say I was definitely trying to find this feeling of both high anxiety and also, I think the way that we spoke about it amongst ourselves was this sense of ever-increasing astonishment at how crazy things are. That's kind of the feeling, I think, musically. So there is this mixture, to your question, there's this mixture of that and the feeling of what are we losing in the process, which is this feeling of perhaps the higher reaches of humankind or knowledge. I started with that place. And interestingly, that piece, The Overture to Logic and Knowledge, which I thought would be somewhere in the beginning of the film, that's actually what you hear towards the end of the film. That plays underneath the sort of Thanksgiving dinner that happens towards the end of the film. One of the beautiful things, I think, of film music is you just never know. As we work on these films, the films tell you things. They tell you, well, that doesn't quite work. You know, the real discovery of that feeling, you know, what is the sound of that astonishment at the crazy? That feeling for us, I think, was this big band sound that I created, which was kind of an absurdist big band. But that came out of a conversation with Adam, actually, where we have these wonderful conversations. I literally get a room in the edit suite where Hank Corwin, our amazing editor, and Adam are working. And we just have these wonderful conversations. And I think one day we were talking about the climate crisis, obviously, and how, you know, unless huge things happen, it feels like we might not win this one, you know? And I said, you know, it feels like it's World War II, but we're going to lose World War II. And that triggered this idea of, well, what would that sound like? And so I said to Adam, you know, what if I wrote this big band, this like mid-20th century kind of big band sound, but it was a little absurd. You know, there was like a toy piano and banjos and mandolins and dueling trumpets and all this stuff. And I just tried it out and we put it up against the picture and it just felt exciting. It felt like, oh, and Adam told me that that started opening up ideas for him and what he wanted to try out. So I think that's the best possible sort of version of this collaboration is where you're all open to trying stuff out. You're all open to knowing that you might not know the right answer at any given moment, but you just you have these conversations and you see, and I think ultimately it rests on the concept that when something works, you're going to feel it. If it doesn't feel right, it'll at least feel exciting in its potential.
I love it because it sounds like it really came from a place of earnestness and wanting to honor something that, well, as one of the film's points is, should be more important in our lives, right? Logic and knowledge and science. And then from there, it starts to fracture a little bit. So much of the film is really on the nose. So much of the film is really over the top. It's not subtle, this film. And I'm curious how you emphasize that with your music.
The film is a cry for help. You know, the film is a cry of terror, I would say. Adam is I think, you know, justifiably terrified at the direction that things may be going, especially with climate. And the film is trying to sort of almost like grab you, you know, by the shoulders. And I think musically, I'm always trying to sort of play counterpoint with things, I feel. There are times I'm trying to amp things up as a composer, for sure. But I think often what I find fascinating with films is where you can do counterpoint. Counterpoint doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be something totally different. Sometimes counterpoint just opens up a nuance of feeling that you might not get just from watching, you know? And I think maybe that's what's subtle about composing is it's not, you're not trying to do what you see. You're trying to sort of feel something. Maybe you're trying to almost make it more 3D, you know, or 4D or something with what the experience is. And that's what's fascinating too about being a composer, because you see stuff without the music. So you're trying to consciously sort of create these feelings. With the absurdity and with the directness, I felt that the big band was that concept of let's just go all the way with that. You know, we don't want there to be any doubt about how overt we're trying to be. And so I'm literally having dueling trumpets, you know, fighting with each other. I find that funny. I think we found those things funny because it is a comedy. You know, we're trying to laugh while we're doing this. But then there is the flip side to that too. I mean, the opposite's also true, that there were times where I was trying to be very reverential. I find the ending of the movie incredibly moving. And from the first time I saw the sequence at the dinner table, I remember getting very choked up watching it when Timothy gives that prayer. And so those moments, I think there is a real sense of what is at stake, what might happen, and what would that feel like? And I think even in those moments, you know, there's moments of profundity with that. But what's wonderful about Adam is he always has the big picture right in the center of his thought. And I think even the way that we ended, not giving away anything, but what happens at the end of the film, I think there is happy and sad. It's bittersweet. You know, it's never one thing. It's not just absurd, or at least we hoped it tried to show a range of feelings amidst the absurdity.
That's composer Nicholas Britell, Oscar nominated for his score for the Adam McKay film, Don't Look Up.